Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Right, we are joined today with another guest, and we've got Alex here from Life, and we just want to obviously talk a little bit about what you've got to offer. Now, last week we had the High Sheriff in, which was talking a lot about, you know, it's a bit of a touchy subject, and some people might find it tough to talk about, but sadly we're not going to be here forever, and a lot of things is people don't make plans and preparation for these things. And as we know, there's very traditional sides and ways of having funerals and things like that. And Alex, you're here to talk a little bit about what you offer as a funeral service provider.
Yes,
to pretty much tailor make it to what people want.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for inviting us in.
No, pleasure.
I'm Alex. I'm the founder of Life, and we're funeral directors that have a very fresh and modern approach to funerals, where the person that's died's life is at the centre of everything that we do.
Okay. And then obviously your vision with it is to be, like I said, not necessarily the traditional side, but you can offer.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely offer the traditional side. For us, it's all about choice and ensuring that people are heard, and the person that's died's life is honoured in a way that they would have liked.
Yeah.
And we offer everything from a traditional black funeral fleet to a very simple intimate service at our space at Daishway to horse-drawn hearses to London buses. It's incredible what people can do, but it's about people having a choice, and then being the people that making the funeral arrangements are heard.
Now, some people say, most probably, Life, that's a bit of a contradictory name for funeral services, but obviously, as you we were talking about a moment ago, you were saying about, well, it is a celebration of life.
Yeah,
and I that's think, what a funeral should be.
Yeah, I mean, funerals should be whatever people want them to be. They can be a very traditional mourning occasion where people wear black, and then they can be a massive celebration of that person's life and a life well lived. Nationally, we're seeing a huge shift in the sector, a change where people are slowly moving away from that more traditional aspect of mourning to more colourful and personal ways to celebrate people's life.
A bit more of a touch on someone's personality, for example.
Definitely.
So I think if you've got a loud and comedic person that you sadly lost, you know, you think, crikey, if we do it all really mopey, and they'll be like, what are you doing?
And people don't want that. I think if we ask ourselves what we want, you know, if we imagine ourselves at a service once we've died, and everybody coming along to honour our life, if we sit here and imagine what that we would like that to be for us and for the people left behind, we wouldn't probably want people to be really sad and dressed in black.
No, not at all.
We would want that to be a really happy occasion, and people to wander off after the event and go, oh, that was a really nice service, and actually, you know, it really reflected their personality and the way that we had a giggle and a laugh in the funeral service.
Yeah, and which obviously continues that fond memory as well, which is what you want to kind of focus on. Weirdly enough, I've always said I know what song I want.
The majority of people do, but some people aren't brave enough to share.
Yeah, well, I do. Weirdly enough, I always liked Wild Cherry, Play That Funky Music. I have no idea why, but I think because it's jolly and upbeat, and I'm thinking at that moment when you're just first brought into the room, if you play something really like kind of sad and melodic, you're just going to make the whole room cry. Yeah. And I think I want people to know, do you know what? I always knew Dave. He was happy in hospitality. He was always a bit of an energy in the room, and that's kind of what I'd want it to be.
You're going to set the tone for the whole service, I'm sure.
Yes, exactly. As a recent faith, though, I do think there's some other songs I'd like to use, but I don't know why. I'm just holding on to that one. And like, my mum had September because she was born in September. Yeah. So it's just, you know, once upon a time, I'd be like, why are they playing that? But it's a personal touch, isn't it?
It is. And it can be whatever. It can be whatever people want. We're currently very fortunate to be looking after a family where the whole funeral service is going to be just music. They've got their close family and
that's
friends
really cool.
that are coming from afar to celebrate that the person person's life, and they're going to go to the crematorium, and they're going to sit there, and they're going to share some memories amongst themselves, and they are just going to listen to that person's favourite music. So probably about 25-30 minutes worth of music.
Wow. Oh wow.
And then they're going to go off and have a walk along the person's favourite route along the coast. So a funeral doesn't have to be what people imagine it to be, and that being probably for the majority of people a black hearse, a chap in a top hat, and a fleet of limousines and a load of flowers. Funerals have evolved massively, much as our lives have evolved and the way we live our lives.
And you also said that your office space that you offer as well for people to come and talk, even you've made that a little bit different to the kind of usual come in and sit at a desk.
Yeah,
you've made it a bit more kind of welcoming feel and comfortable.
We absolutely have done that. Well, we believe we have, and we've had some really lovely comments of people that as they're walking out the door, they turn to me and they say, "Wow, Alex, this doesn't feel like a funeral director's," and I'm secretly going, "Yes, we achieved the goal," because it's an awful process to do, to walk into a funeral director's and arrange a funeral, and we don't want that to be intimidating.
No, not at all.
We've got nothing up at our windows blocking the view, so people know what to expect even before they walk in the door. Of course, we can offer privacy if that's needed, and our space is very bright, it's very colourful, it's very spacious, there's no harsh corners, everything's got a little curve to it. And I know I don't sit behind a desk to arrange a funeral. We sit down in the chairs and we sit around a coffee table over a cuppa and we talk about that person's life, and we'll gently extract out what that person would have wanted for the funeral and the funeral service.
That's good.
Just so there's no boundaries between me and the people that I'm serving.
Yeah, well, weirdly enough, the bar that I run now, the Woodvale in Gurnard, is actually quite a popular spot for wakes, and it's something new I've had to deal with. And again, you know, people coming in and automatically you go, "Have a lovely day." You're like, "Oh, crikey." You know what I mean? So you try and think of other words, I hope you have a blessed day, I hope that you have a great celebration of life. And I think that is the key that more people are trying to do nowadays, is actually celebrate the life of someone.
Yeah.
We were briefly talking about obviously how other countries do different ways of funeral service. Like, what was it, in the Philippines, they literally have them right on show for like a whole week beforehand, and there's all different ways of doing things. So what is traditional here isn't necessarily traditional in other places.
No, absolutely.
So yeah, no, either way, so how long have you been, how long has life been active for?
So we opened the beginning of this year, so I think it was the end of February that we opened, so we're still really, really new. We've got myself, I've got around a decade's worth of experience in the funeral sector, and the staff that we have around us, they all come from the funeral sector as well, so we're well equipped, and we've got lots of experience under our belt.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. And like I said, what you're doing is no easy job. So it must have taken a lot to kind of, well, psychologically, to be honest, to kind of adapt yourself to get used to seeing so many people in such heartbreak.
Yeah, but it's
help them.
It's one of the most rewarding jobs that I've ever done, and I will never change my career, to be able to help somebody in their most vulnerable situation, and when their world is just imploded, falling apart, and you're able to go, "Actually, it's okay, I can hear you, and I'm going to support you."
Yeah. Do you guys have any questions at all?
Yeah, I was about to ask. You just said that it's such a rewarding job, and you sound really passionate about it. How did you get into that line of work, originally?
So I've always had an interest in what happens behind the doors of a funeral director's, and I think that comes from when we used to holiday on the island. We used to come over to Ventnor to stay with my nan, and she lived next door to Ingram's in Ventnor. And I think I used to watch the Undertaker sort of coming and going. So I think that sparked that curiosity. And then from there, I've just always wondered, and I'm naturally a caring person anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just, when the opportunity could come up about 10 years ago, I just took it, and I've never looked back since.
Nice. That's really cool. Yeah.
Good answer. No, well, so if anyone wants to obviously find out more about you. Yes. How do they go about doing that?
So we've got a website, lifefunerals.co.uk, and social media. We're doing a lot of social media stuff at the moment, just to encourage people to talk, which is very, very important, especially which fits, aligns very nicely with the High Sheriff's campaign. You know, it's really important, so they can catch us on Facebook, which is Life Funerals Isle of Wight, or on the internet, which is lifefunerals.co.uk.
Or well, like I said, you're based on Dashway.
Yes,
on
number 17 Dashway, where you'll see us with our mustard shop front.
Oh, you won't miss that then.
No, you absolutely won't.
Oh, fair play. Well, thanks for coming in and talking to us today. And again, your vision sounds great. Obviously,
thank you.
What you're aiming for is, and again, this is no knock to any other funeral directors, because people like doing all different ways of things. You're simply offering, you know, different ways to tailor make it to people's requirements, what they want to do with the funeral, which is fantastic and really refreshing to hear. So I wish you all the best of luck with it. And I'm not going to say what I was going to say there, because that would have sounded a bit weird. But either ways, it's great to talk to you. And like I said, with the High Sheriff's obviously angle and things like that,
yes.
It is something that people should think about. Which, you know, obviously it's, I'm going to get myself all tongue-tied
it's
now.
It's a pretty good follow-up from having him come in last week and talking about, like, how we all should talk about it. Well, this is how you can talk about it, that kind of thing.
Yes, you saved my bacon there, really. That's
it. We welcome conversation. So if anybody just wants a cuppa and to talk about the funeral sector as a whole or end-of-life services, we champion that. We support it, we endorse it, and we, you know, we encourage it, especially on our social media with our Faith Fridays every Friday.
So basically, don't wait until it's too late. Come and discuss, and you could have it all mapped out in advance for the chance that it might happen many, 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 many years in advance.
Of course.
Thank you very much for popping in, Alex. Really, really appreciate it. And we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
nice
for
to
coming
meet you
in.
All.
Cheers, guys.
Take care.
Thank you.